This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Medicine has given us some pretty good treatments for HIV. Drugs called antiretroviral therapies can suppress the virus to undetectable levels. But the drugs aren't perfect. HIV is very good at going to ground, and it lies in wait in a few dormant but infected cells. Scientists refer to this tiny group as a reservoir. And it is a tiny group, one in a million immune cells. But the virus can reactivate if treatment stops, so scientists are keen to find ways to kill off the reservoir. They're now a step closer to that goal, as I found out from immunologist Monsef Benkrane. In his lab in Montpellier in France, Benkrane and his team have found a way to study these elusive cells and have found a marker that sets them apart from their healthy cousins. With apologies for the poor connection between London and France, here's Monsef Benkrane telling me about the type of immune cells that harbour the reservoir.
In the blood, there are cells called CD4 T cells that contain what we call replication competent virus, okay? These cells are dormant cells, and thus the virus that is inside contained in these cells is dormant.
And why is the fact that they're dormant an issue here?
So these cells cannot be targeted by the immune system, and same time, they are not targeted by the antiretroviral therapy.
And this population of cells, this reservoir, that's what stands between having a treatment and having a cure for HIV.
Exactly. The major obstacle to HIV cure is the HIV, it's the reservoir, these cells that contain the dormant virus.
These are very difficult population of cells to study because you just can't tell from the outside which have HIV latently in them and which don't. And so actually the first part of the process was the most difficult, getting the cells next to each other and able to study them.
Yes, the most challenging part was actually to derive an in vitro cellular model that recapitulates the features that were reported for the HIV reservoir in vivo.
So you wanted to recreate these reservoir cells in the lab to study them. And one reason why that was so difficult was that, ironically, it turns out to be tricky to deliberately infect these cells with HIV. But you found a way to sneak the HIV into the cells. That turned them into these dormant infected cells, and that allowed you to compare their genomes with the healthy ones. So what was the difference between them in the end?
Well, the difference is that the cells that contain the virus, they express some specific genes that the healthy cells do not express. And one of these genes is actually a gene that encodes for a protein, and this protein is actually expressed at the cell surface of the cell. This is just like a flag at the surface of the cell.
So now that you've found this marker, can you act on this new information? Maybe test out trying to exterminate the cells with this marker on them?
Yes, we can, because we can use some ligands that bind to this marker at the surface of the cells and kill these cells. If there is any therapeutic objective, it would be this one.
If the HIV is latent, quiescent in the cell, why is it, do you think, the cell has this marker on its surface? What's it using it for?
This is a beautiful question. And I think we have to understand this. This is really one of the major questions that we have to answer in the future. Why? Why expressing this marker? Why expressing this signature? What does it mean functionally? I agree with you. Cell will not express a gene just to express a gene. It expresses gene to achieve a function. So we have to find it. We have no clue, but this is certainly one of the major objectives that we have. The other thing that is it will be challenging too is to ask whether this signature is specific for this virus. Okay, what does it mean? Is that cellular response? Do this signature constitute a new immune response? You know, I think it's very important. Is it restricted to HIV or infection by other viruses will lead to the expression of this signature? I think it's something that we really have to understand.
That was Monsef Benkrane. The paper and a News and Views article digesting the new findings are available at nature.com/nature, and there is also a new story at nature.com/news.